Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of What Are You Talking About? This week, I'm so excited to be joined by Harry Lightfoot. Fresh out of semis and heading to the games, he has been a UK athlete to watch over the last few years, and we cannot wait to support him the rest of this season. We chat about how lockdown helped determine his CrossFit career, training alongside some of the UK's best, and why he sees pressure as a privilege. You'll also hear us mention how awesome the UK CrossFit community is. And talking of it, the UK have 31 adaptive athletes who have qualified for this year's Games. There is a link in our show notes to an awesome fundraiser to help all 31 athletes get there, so please give what you can. As always, don't forget to like, rate and subscribe to be the first to hear all about our new episodes and content. Enjoy! Harry, thank you so much for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. And thank you for having me on.
Of course, it's really nice to have a British person. Doesn't happen often, but definitely need to get more of the UK CrossFit community on. So I'm going to start with a congratulations, because officially heading to Texas. How are you feeling? CrossFit Games bound 2024. How's life?
Life is good. I think I've said like to a few people now, like I put my chips all out on the table. And after last season, sort of told everyone, right, this is what I want to do. And I think one of my like sponsors had put out a video, and I was like, this is what I want, consecutive games appearances. And I felt maybe like a small target on my back from last year. It's cool. It's a weird feeling. It's so different to what I thought it would be. I think that's probably because like we had a goal set. You can't control the outcome. It's how you execute on the day. But we had a goal set for this season, and just feel pretty good, and hopefully a bit more of a kickstart to my career. And like I said, it's an odd feeling. It's odd. Mm. It's
cool. Has it sunk in yet?
I don't think it has. Everyone keeps asking that. Like when I got announced, it was just relief that I'd done it. And because the last two events, I went into this season like I'm really gonna pride myself on like my execution is gonna be a lot better this year compared to last. And my last two wasn't very well executed, and I was like, I think I might have lost out on a spot here. And I had like an all right buffer going into like the second to the last event, but yeah, I wasn't sure. So, and then it didn't quite. I don't know. It was just like relief once I'd done it. And I don't know if it sunk in because I was so like I had like such a belief that I can be a games athlete, and this is what I want to do. I want to do this for years to come. So maybe it will hit when we get there. But yeah, I know like I was in the gym today training, and someone was like, so I think someone just like cheered me on as I was training, like, come on, you're a games athlete now. And like it's cool. It's really, really cool.
It is.
And
like, do you like the fact that European semifinals were first? Because obviously it doesn't really matter what happens in the other semifinals. It doesn't make any difference to you. But was it a little bit, like, was it good, a bit of an advantage going first because you don't have to worry about it? Like, if you're watching other people and they're struggling or whatever,
we were the last ones last year. So, we just sat there. And the thing is, it's I prefer it from a training standpoint. Like, we're lucky with the workouts got leaked. We could, train around them. But last year, we just had to keep training them over and over. And, now it's getting quite repetitive and we're worried about injuries and stuff like that possibly. But and then you were seeing, and that's probably what's happened the weekend just gone. We were actually talking in the gym today about like a lot of the Eastern girls didn't go unbroken on their ring muscle ups versus like you watch week one. So Amy, for example, we were like, and ring muscle-ups have been like a real weakness for her, and it's really great to see like how well she did in that event. But girls in the East region, they were breaking their muscle-ups because it was all about that dumbbell. So yeah, I didn't really feel anything of oh no, we're the first, others are watching, because they all just pick up things and do things differently. And it's just how well you perform in the field that you're in. So, there'll be, you look at some of their scores and they're quicker or slower. Like the first event's like an anomaly, right? Because every course is different. But yeah, I remember thinking that last year, though. Like, I'm sure there was probably events that we did a lot quicker or compared to the Americans. So yeah, it's yeah, so I don't like sort of read into it too much, but I'd be lying to say that I don't look
See
I really
how you fare out.
That's it. Yeah, I haven't really watched it a lot. Like, my girlfriend and that and everyone around here are watching it loads, and I'm just sort of just getting ready, just like the last 2 weeks now, whatever, just tried to relax a bit, because now because we've got so much time before the games, we can get a good enough training block in to prep for it. So the last since semi-finals, it's just chill out a bit, try not to think too much about CrossFit, and then dial ourselves back in for these next months.
It's hard not to think about CrossFit, though, even for people that aren't going
No,
to
I know, everyone lives and breathes it, right?
It's impossible not to. I've been asking kind of everyone that's been on the show recently about this, because of course with quarterfinals this year and the spots going into semis, there was, I'm just calling it, a lot of drama, because I don't think anyone really knows what happened.
Nah.
Did you, and we don't have insight into how quickly videos got reviewed, etc. Did you have any kind of doubt that you were going to semis? Like, were your videos all okay? Were you nervous? Because it's completely changed some people's seasons, of course. But how was it for you, that whole kind of, it was like a week of doom almost, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, I don't wanna blow smoke, but up myself, but I always kind of hold myself to quite high standards. So that EMOM, what other intervals one with the step ups that everyone was getting caught out on. I did that. I repeated that because, one, I was like, I usually am quite in control in all workouts, and I think I messed it up, and then I watched it back and I wasn't happy with my step ups, and this was before it had even all gone out, and I wasn't happy with it, so I redid it for that reason. And then yeah, again, everything else I was pretty happy on, but it was more like the deadline was going, like it was always the deadline was coming up, and all of us, like Ames and me, we were checking our phones, and the first two would have been validated, and the other two said just submitted, and then it was the deadline, it was the cut-off point, and then they still said the same thing, and I was like, wow, how long is this gonna take? And that was probably the only worry. I wasn't sort of worried with my standards or anything. I think, yeah, you've got to be if someone is like that, if someone's questioning their I don't know how that rep, but it probably is a no rep, when I never usually am like that. And then if any, if we're training again and someone picks up on something small, like your feet are starting to move wide and your handstand push-ups, just tell me. I'm never someone that's gonna get angry about it or anything like that. Just hold me to a standard, and I'll follow that. But yeah, no, I was pretty relaxed. I think Ames got hit with a 20 rep penalty that was harsh, and it wasn't in the step ups, it was in the snatches, and I think it was as she extended her arms, her hips, or no, her as she'd extended her hips, her arms started to drop, but you had to pause the video or slow it down to see it. They were being brutal. But I'm sure, did you hear about like all the, again, like you say, the drama, and you're completely right. Like, did you hear about, like, I like Guillaume Briand and stuff like that, but obviously his clean and jerk score, it was, he put in the wrong details. So, like, he was really, really low down. And in that time that they were like going through all the video submissions and people getting these brutal penalties, he was obviously like below that line that maybe, I don't know, maybe they hadn't looked at. And then once they readjusted his score, they shot him up the leaderboard again. And I think, like, if you watch this Hiller and all that, like, he got a clip of these step ups and they were terrible, terrible standard. But yeah, it really was dramatic. And it's CrossFit, right? It's annoying. They can just do what they want, they can just do
It is,
whatever they want.
and it's hard because I think there's, I'm definitely like I call myself Switzerland when it comes to like CrossFit and CrossFit media because I don't want to, but it's really hard when we're trying to make this such a professional sport in so many ways, and then things like this happen, and I think for athletes it must be really frustrating, the lack of consistency. I mean, we saw it with some of the judging standards this weekend. I don't know if you've seen the clip.
I know.
There are little things. So I'm not going to touch on it. I'm not going to, there's, but
Yeah,
it's just
because
a lack of
that like,
consistency.
yeah, like at my first semi-final last year, I was like looking forward to it. I was like, this is surely going to be different to anything I've done. Like, I'm not going to get overwhelmed by it, but I did in hindsight. But I was like, the judging and everything would be different, and it was no different to any other comp of like, it's luck of draw who you get. You could get someone that's brutal, and again, you just have to play to it. Or you could, get some ones that, like, yeah, I remember doing a pistol last year, got no reps. I did the exact same rep on the next one and it was fine. So yeah, and again, like you said, like the, I don't know what's gonna, yeah, it's like you said, for it to be recognized as a sport, I think someone has to just come in and take over that part. Like, I remember the briefing this year, they talking about the dumbbell workout, for example, there was so much chat about things like dropping the dumbbells. Like, once you finish, are you allowed to drop the dumbbells? And they're like, yes. And then there'd be another question, like, what happens if the dumbbells roll into another lane? Like, you have to go back and get them. Does that mean it will affect our score? Yes. So then people are like asking questions when all it could have been said was, no, you have to put them down. And it's simple. There's no confusion or anything. And I don't know what, they just need someone to do that. So I don't know. We'll see. It's still young, right? It's still,
It is, and I say it all the time. Or it is, I think people think, yes, CrossFit has been around for ages, but it at the level it is now, we're what, like 15 years into the games, if that, like it's not a lot. And it is going in the right direction,
Yeah,
and I'm
exactly. And
really,
I
really
always
hopeful.
compare it to like football. I was like, football was around for hundreds of years before it's like now what it is.
And they still have like no
Yeah.
rest. Like,
Yeah, of
look at
course. Yeah. Like,
VAR,
exactly. Yeah, exactly that. So yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And it is from like when we went to, so Mike and I went to Miami this year, and Brent Fikowski was, had, is it the PFFA or P, or what? They were like, it was like they are in town and they are going to be overseeing Wodapalooza, and that was really good because I'm trying to think. There was, again, in the briefing, there were standards that just the competition had opened themselves up to some confusion from athletes. So then Brent's team that were there just swanned in and said, like, this is too confusing, change it to this. I'm trying to remember what movement it was, but Brent in the warm-up area was like, right, everyone, just to help you out, like, with the confusion, this is what they said. It was kettlebells, right? It was kettlebell lunges, and they were saying you had to have one, you had to have your thumb knuckle touching your chest, right? And they were like, you're not allowed to rest this kettlebell on your shoulder whatsoever. And then it just led to just like are judges going to remember that? Is someone just going to get away with it and do their lunges and not that? So again, the team just went in and was like, this is too complicated. And I think it will be like someone like Brent that will go into CrossFit once he's done competing and all. And that's what we'll need is someone just going in and be like, no, don't open yourselves up to this. Yeah. That can make it way easier. So yeah, but no, it is frustrating. But like I said, I'm just so used to, like from my rugby background, it's like play to the ref. You've got to play what's in front of you and carry on.
Yeah, I love it's so true, and it is changing. But we'll get into this season a bit more. But I firstly want to find out like your beginnings of CrossFit, because as you just mentioned, so you've got a rugby background, and a lot of people now, and I'm actually finding it a lot in female CrossFitters, a lot rugby to CrossFit. How did you find CrossFit? What's your first experience with CrossFit? Tell me about it.
My first experience with CrossFit was we were in sick form back in 2017. And my friend was just like, I found this thing called CrossFit. Like, there's all these films on YouTube and Netflix. Like, really like it. Have you heard of Rich Froning? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about at all. And we would try these like ridiculous workouts. Like, he's messaged me recently and being like, remember when we used to do, I think it was Angie, and it was like 100 pull-ups and stuff, and I had to use like an assisted machine to help me with the pull-ups. But I was like, I don't remember stuff like that. But I remember we were in sick form and we would try these like CrossFit workouts. And then eventually he was like, I found this gym. It's like half an hour from us. It's a CrossFit gym. Let's go try it out. And like I said, I was playing rugby at the time, and my training outside of rugby would have been like very like bodybuilding-esque sort of training. And I liked it because like all my friends did it. And then I went down to his CrossFit gym, and I think the workout had like running and pistol squats and stuff. And I was like so annoyed that I couldn't do any of the movements, versus like in school and stuff, like if we were like in PE and doing a new sport, could pick it up quite well, played like okay level of rugby, and you know, very quite sporty. But then like came into CrossFit and I was like, I cannot do a pistol squat. And I think I went again the following week and it had overhead squats, and I couldn't grasp the idea or the concept of it with a barbell, and I put some weight on, could do it, and I was just so annoyed that I couldn't do any of it. So I used to do, like, I used to carry on training with the boys in the, like, in our, like, local bodybuilding gym. But every, like, once a week, we'd do, like, a CrossFit workout. And, yeah, I think it was, like, the year where the Open was, like, end of the year going into 2018, I think. And yeah. I thought, why not? I'll sign up to it and gave it a go. And then from there, like, I was like, do you know what? I think this really, really suit the, like, conditioning side of CrossFit and the strengths that, like, really suits rugby. Really, there's a really good crossover. And, yeah, I sort of, like, just used to, like, train. Like, I think I used to follow, like, Comp Train back in the day. I'd get a free email with all their, like, workouts, and just used to do them in the garage or do them at the gym. And then, like, that happened. So I was still, like, playing rugby up until, like, lockdown. Lockdown hit. So I just started doing CrossFit all the time now, because there was no rugby going on. And then the quarterfinals popped up. And so, yeah, so I entered the Open, done the, and then the quarters were there. So I was like, I'll give it a go. And I was just going to do it with my friends. Like, there was no expectation. And did it, and like I can't remember where I was. It was like top 200 in Europe, I think, but I think it was top 60 that year, and it wasn't that far off. And my friends and that, and my coaches now, they were like, I think you could make a really good go at this. And even before lockdown hit, like, I was try and sneak off. If there was no rugby that weekend, I'd sneak off and do a CrossFit comp with people and whatnot. So, yeah, I remember everyone having, like, a firm word with me, being like, you need to decide now. Like, do you want to keep playing about with this CrossFit malarkey, or do you want to like concentrate on rugby? And if it probably wasn't for lockdown, I probably wouldn't be where we are now, because I'd probably still be playing rugby. So almost quite grateful to that. And then it just sort of went from there.
It's, I hear it a lot when people like start CrossFit and they or like a few years in and they get really good and they get something like however many spaces off, like quarterfinals or whatever it may be. And it's never them that's like, oh, maybe I should give this a go. It's the people around them. And I think there's probably an element of like a bit of jealousy almost. They're like, no, hang on. I want to be as good as you. You need to take this opportunity because it's so hard now. But how, like, how grateful are you to them people around you that were like, no, come on, do it.
So like I put up a post the other day saying I could go on with how many people, and there's all sorts of things people have done that have led me to this moment right now, small and big, like things, right? And you know, you like you meet people and they're like, yeah, I want to be a CrossFit Games athlete, and they've known that since they were 12, stepping in a gym, right? And I started with my mate. And I never thought I want to be a games athlete. I've always been sporty and I've always wanted to compete at the highest level I can. So I've fallen into this sport where it's annoying me. I'm not very good at it. And I've just had a go. And then people have been like, this guy can, like people, I remember people at that gym, like this guy, he's just come in, he's picking up everything so quick. Like, and yeah, it must be annoying, but I say to people like, it took, like you said there, it took people to say to me, I think you could go to the games. Like, I remember people at this gym, at other gyms saying, like, I genuinely think you could go to the games one day. And it took that for me to go, all right. And then when I saw the data in front of me, like, okay, these are the scores I can put out. Maybe it's not actually, and it, like, took me to see that. I'm, like, a very, like, visual learner, like, that I was like, yeah, do you know what? I think I can. And there's, I like obviously can't speak for myself, but I don't think I've ever had like an ego with that. Like, I'm a game, like, you know, I hopefully come across and hopefully to everyone like pretty humble, and I'm enjoying it. Like, I love it as well. That's the main thing. And but it took people to tell me that for them me to believe that. We had a Atha mindset guy come in not too long ago, and he was saying to us, like, belief is such a strong thing. Like, take religions for example, like, we won't go into that, but like, that's, you know, like, belief is such a strong thing. It is really cool. And it, but like you said, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are like that.
And I, you know, doing this podcast, I love hearing the stories, because I haven't actually yet, apart from actually like Dallin Pepper, who was a teen athlete.
I was going to say,
I haven't had anyone yet that was like, oh no, from 15, I wanted to be a CrossFit athlete. 90% of people I speak to start off in another sport. They end up retiring or getting injured and then go, oh, I need something to like fill that gap. I need something, like, I still need that competitive edge, and they fall into CrossFit and here they are. And I think, you know, I know you say you didn't go into it as wanting to be a games athlete, but because you've got that athlete mindset, you went into it wanting to be the best, and therefore are becoming like, well, best.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, I say it all the time, there's a lot of like mannerisms and stuff I learned from rugby. And I think a lot of people will learn from team sports, like the mannerisms and the disciplines it teaches you, like, you can't learn it anywhere else. So, yeah, you know, like, I've moved up here to Worcester. We have like a training camp, and that camp, that's like the closest I am now to being back in a rugby team, where there's camaraderie, there's banter, there's, everyone's behind each other and cheering each other on. Then there's also people picking up on people that are cutting, you know, that are slacking. There's even comes down to like cleaning and tidying up the gym. Like I remember when we were at rugby, if you were the last out, you didn't leave the changing rooms unless you'd swap like swept the floor and hosed it down, right? And there's a lot of things that I think people take for granted that team sport do. And I don't know, you probably notice it a lot interviewing a lot of these athletes, like the diff and like Mike, my coach, and I notice it, the difference between someone who's done team sport and not, the crossover, like the crossover that will have into this is massive. So yeah, no, I agree. I completely agree.
And it's the most team individual sport you can get, I think, with CrossFit. Like that's the only way to describe it. Like it's
I said
part of
that.
the team.
I said that completely. I was like, it's an individual, like comes down to what you do on the floor, but everything else behind, yeah, you're a team. Like again, with our training camp, there is the team, there's the AOD team, there's myself, there's Amy, there's Jenny, there's Lauren, there's Adzi, there's girlfriends like Gina, Abby, and there's loads of people that come in and but like we're all working together to do this. So yeah, it's like I said, that's why like what we've got, our little like camp up here, is the closest thing. Like I'm back playing rugby, and you got group chats and rubbish chat coming through and all sorts, but it's good. Like I said, I just enjoy it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it comes through. And I wanted to talk about the fact that you train it like with blue at Blueprint and with AOD, because it's like so much talent in that box. And of course, like you and Amy
Oh,
Kringle
no.
both go into the games, which is so cool. Like,
Someone said in Neon, they were like, this is the UK's mayhem.
yeah, and you're right. And I think someone's going to fact check me on this, but I think the only time it's happened where two people from the same box have gone to the games is possibly when Lucy Campbell and Kelly went, but obviously they were in, she was master. So technically this is the first, I think. Someone might call me out on that. But yeah.
There's more names, like I didn't even mention Will Kane, like
And he's going to Legends, isn't
he's
he?
going as a mass, yeah, exactly, he's going this year. And like even like for Will, so like I've got to know Will now over the last couple of years, and like if you spoke to him, he'll be like, yeah, like I'm Lightfoot's role model, but that's a story for another time. But like again, like he started this sport when it was really early days, pushed through, got to regionals, and all, like, never quite got to the games. And now he's seeing the sport grow, and he says like how incredible the setup we've got at Blueprint now. Like you got myself, we've got the team, we've got Amy, we've got Will, and obviously they had their team coming up. And there's even more, like I said, there's more in the background of other athletes in that gym that just silently chip away. But it's a really incredible environment. And really, like I said, really supportive. We're lucky that they can run classes on one side of the gym whilst having an open gym on the other. No one's treated any differently. Like we're members. Come in and like it's brilliant. It's really, really cool what they got going on up there.
Yeah, and it's again, it's one of them special things about CrossFit that you can go into a normal gym and train with the best in the world, and
Yeah, like
it's
so
people are
like
going to do that now.
for myself, like this is the first I did Friday Night Lights. I was like, I really want to do Friday Night Lights this year because I have not done it since my very first open. And then
No.
after that, I had to like run them in my old gym. So I just used to do them in the I used to do it in the afternoon, and then run the Friday Night Lights. I really want to do it. So Ames and me, like Lauren, Timo, Jenny, all of us sort of jumped in and did Friday Night Lights with the members. And I never want to be big fish in the small pond, and I don't like I didn't want to be like, oh, like all about me and all of us lot, but it was really, really nice and really cool to do it with all the members, and it really like brought it back to the roots of when we started this and doing it together. And again, it was a brilliant atmosphere. Like I remember judging one of our members, Lizzie, who yeah, just comes does classes every day, and judged her on the burpee one. And as soon as she finished, she was like ready. She was like ready to judge me. She was like looking forward to it, and it was a really great couple of weeks. Yeah, I felt quite honored to like be part of it because I hadn't done that in years, and I think I'll be doing that from now on. It was so much fun.
And it's such a special thing that, like you can literally go in. Like you would never be able to walk onto a football pitch and train with like
Yeah.
Beckham. Like
Yeah,
that,
look, we
unless you
got.
like want us to put one something,
Yeah.
you wouldn't be
So
able to
again,
do that.
when I was back playing rugby and we did the open, my coach was like, right, you've got to decide now, rugby or CrossFit. I was like, if you could see, like, I think at the time, like, I think top 10 in the UK. And I was like, if I was to put this into rugby perspectives, I'd be playing Premiership rugby, but the sport's not that big yet. So I'm not. And fast forward to like this year at the Open, there was a member called Ben. He was took Amy and me went upstairs to try and chill out, and he ended up coming up and just started talking about the Open. It was just getting my heart rate up, and he was saying like the exact same thing that you just said there. He was like, you can't turn up to a pro football club and train alongside their guys. So that he was like, the fact we get to be with you guys, like, they love it as well. Well, I hope everyone does, because I really love it.
Watch them drop-ins increase next year.
I don't know about that. Maybe we'll we'll see. We'll see.
Absolutely. And
No,
yeah,
brilliant.
it is. It's great. I need to drop in. I am going to drop
Yeah,
in.
you have to come on
It's
down.
going
You
to
have to come
happen.
down.
I've been meaning to for actually quite a while. But yeah, so I want to really quickly touch on last year's semis because you mentioned something earlier that you got overwhelmed. And if I'm correct, you went up. So 28th last year, 8th this year.
Yeah, like
Eight.
28th or 27th last year, and then yeah, eight.
So up 20 places in the semi-finals. What changed from last year to this year, going into semis? Are you stuck at a plateau and without a recent PB? Mergs has you covered, bringing you the highest performance CrossFit and weightlifting equipment on the market. Mergs is your secret weapon to set a new best. Whether that's knee sleeves, grips, or tape, Mergs has everything you need to stay protected and performing. Head over to mergs.com now and save 15% on all orders with the code WOD15.
What changed? So firstly, like, I don't like when people say that wasn't a true reflection on what I was capable of, right? Because at the end of the day, what you did, unless like something dramatically happened, like what you did, that's just the best you could have done, hopefully, for everyone. When for me there was like too much, like my execution was not dialed in, so that's my like excuse. That's the best I could have done that year, mate. Like, I'd like to like reflect back now and be like, if I could have done those again now, I'd be way better. But like, proof's in the pudding, obviously, this year. But the difference in over a year is I came away from Berlin. I went into Berlin being like, oh, we've qualified in fifth. The goal was to qualify for semis, qualify quite high. And then my coach and I were like, you know what? Like, it is the goal to qualify to the games, but why can't this year be the year? So head down and got to it. And going in, I was like, you know what? I've done French Throwdown, I've done Wodapalooza, I've done a couple of these big comps, like, I'm not going to get overwhelmed. I know what to expect. When, in hindsight, like, I think I what I did, I was overwhelmed. There was a lot going on, and I don't know if I was necessarily as comfortable as I was this year going in. I would have a year ago would said, yeah, I was comfortable, but compared to how I felt going in this year, completely different. So I came away from last year's semi-finals really like quite upset about my performance. I really struggled with it to start with because people were like, you know, like, what a great experience. And Lauren on the workouts interviewed me, and she said something about experience, and I think that sparked something in my brain, because last year people would say it and I was like, wow, people don't understand, like, I'm not here for the experience. I like, if you go on holiday, you go for an experience, right? You might just do it once. Like, I'm here to compete. I'm here to try and come away with a game spot. And again, the hindsight was, you need to be exposed to those environments and that comp feel, because how else are you going to learn? How else are you going to find out how you cope in those situations? So, very, very good qualifier athlete when I can control what I'm doing and how I set up everything, and I'm in my home gym. But different in competition. And you take someone like Sharonke, he's very open about it. He says, like, he needs to just get to competition, and that's where he thrives. Like, he's really comfortable. And same as Kano. Like, Will, again, he has been really, really good to me that since I've moved up here, of saying how he gets into competition and he feels better there, and it's all about execution. So we went into strength and depth UK champs, and I was like, that was quite a quick turnaround, I think, after semis, and I was like, I'm going to go to that and I'm going to execute better than I did at semi-finals. And I did. I ended up like winning that. And I was like, look, like almost like, there you go. That's what I can do. But that, like I said, I don't like saying it, of that wasn't a true reflection, but I was like, doesn't matter now. Like, I've learned from that what I need to do. And here you go. This is what I can do. And again, going back to that, like, I don't want to be the big fish, small pond. So that's why I look for these bigger comps. So, right, let's get Miami. Let's get onto that. Let's qualify for that. We got out there, and I think there was like 25 games athletes invited. So I was like, brilliant. Here we go. Like, another chance for me. So again, I just need to go in and execute and do what I can do. And let's have these people around me, because I'm going to need that if I want to go to the games. And again, like the swim event, I messed up and it cost me a top 10 spot. But again, it was exposure again for me to just gather what works well for me and what I need to do to just dial myself in for these bigger comps. So then going into Lyon, like, different location again. So that was like the only thing. We were like, right, we'll just get in and get comfortable. And yeah, I was just, execute being the big word. It was like, all I was ready to do was just get in. I'm like, I am a completely different person in competition to now. So a lot of people say, like, wow, he doesn't seem to take himself seriously. Like, I have a joke and I love it. And like I said, I just enjoy myself in competition. I'm just dialed in of what I've got to do. So you will not get a word out of me. And yeah, just new, like, work like a little bit of a robot. Like, go in, music's on, I'm warming up, thinking, visualizing what I've got to do. Then, soon as that 5 minutes on the bike is done to ramp my heart rate up or whatever, like, now earphones off, and you're just dialing in on what you got to do, and you got to go out and execute. And like I said, it's a shame that the last two events didn't go as well. Like, the snatch one, my back just blew up, and then the dumbbell one was a stupid risk from me. Like, I had a plan and I changed my plan on the fly. So again, in relation to that, Mike and I have worked on, we call it like athlete IQ. So, can you adapt on the fly when things aren't going the right way? Again, and that's something rugby's taught me. Like, if the game's not going your way, you're down, you're on the back foot, can you qu this like make quick decisions to change that? And like I said, the big thing over the last 12 months, and Mike and I say it all the time, here, and all of us up at AOD, it's like, you win and learn. You don't win and lose. It's, something didn't go your way, so let's take that last dumbbell event at semis this year. Like, it didn't go my way. But what did we learn? Like, I should have stuck to my original plan and not sort of changed on the fly. And what can we take away from everything rather than getting upset? And I think it, like, I remember ages ago, like, this is years ago, I remember saying I missed some snatches because I think I was tired. And Mike was like, that is such a, for us, like, such a rubbish excuse. Like, what was going on? Like, this where we need videos, data. I think we're very, like, big on data. Like, maybe we put, like, emotions aside sometimes, and, like, we're very factual on, like, why did this happen? So, yeah, that's very, very long-winded to what you asked.
No, but it's good to know. It's interesting.
It's just, yeah, it's just, and it works for some, right? Like, you know, like Travis Mayer at the weekend, he is such a fun guy, right? Or from what we see.
Yeah.
And even on the competition, on the competition floor, he looks like that. And Dallin and Jason are having a bit more fun. And then you meet others that, like I said, I won't say a word to any of them on the comp floor. And you'll meet a lot of that. Like, and you just got to find what works for you. Like, I'm not saying what I've done will help someone to get to the games, but it's finding out what works best for you. And you can't find that out from not competing.
Yeah.
You know, not putting yourself in these stressful situations.
Absolutely.
How you deal with the stress, how you deal with the pressure. Pressure is a privilege, you know.
It is. So, I love that saying because it is so, yeah, so true.
It's a bit sad, like when we start going into competition, I'll like have lock screens on my phone of like mantras. So like my big mantra is train scared. But pressure is a privilege is another one that's on there.
I love
that.
That
comes out at special times.
But it's good. It's gonna be on there for the games.
Yes, yeah.
It is. I wanna ask because the UK CrossFit community is it's amazing and we are very, very blessed with such a great community. I feel like it goes in two ways. This is kind of a two-parter question. You're of course going to have such an incredible backing going to the games and at all future comps, and it's so incredible for us obviously that we've got two British athletes going to the games. Like, makes it even better that they're from the same box. But do you feel pressure because of that? Like, do you feel like you've got to kind of do the UK proud? Because I want to, and I hope Amy won't mind me saying this, but I feel like the pressure was slightly off her this year as a British athlete because a lot of the pressure was on Jen and Ella. And Amy flew this year and she kind of flew under the radar, but she had her best performance ever. And I was like, I think it's because not as many people were talking about her, potentially. But as British athletes...
Have you met Amy yet?
I haven't, and I would like to. But I'm very intrigued by that.
Yeah. Her greatest attribute is not care in the world.
Not hearing the noise.
She just, like, I've moved here, and she just loves training. She loves being here around everyone. She loves hanging out with her friends. She loves training so much. Like, you have to, like, praise, bless him, like, has to, like, pull her back sometimes, but that's enough. Like, the amount this girl can do is unreal. So we've obviously, like, Fraser and Amy and then Mike and myself, we've almost formed together, and we've become, like, training partners. And it's almost like chalk and cheese. It's like, I will do something and I can get a bit more emotional in the sense of, like, oh, like, why did I not execute, like, perform that well? And like I said earlier, I'll be, like, writing notes down of, it's fine. I've done it and this is the time to do it, but what would I do differently? For Ames, she'll do it, like, hammer me in a workout or something, or fight. But if it's on the other hand and hasn't gone her way, she will again be like, what could I do differently? But then that's, like, it's done now and left at the door. She's thinking about the next thing, and then she'll be off, like, she'll making sure I'm all right or something, like, and, you know, and it's not gone her way. It's her, like I said, it's her greatest attribute. It's almost like she's, like, naive to yeah, like how good she is.
Yeah.
So you need to meet her. Like, when I first met her, I was like, is this a screen? Like, is this like an act? Is she? And nah, not at all. She just loves training. She's so happy with what she's doing. She loves that everyone's behind her and supporting her. She's just happy, and like, I think that's quite a dangerous thing sometimes. Like, she's happy, she's healthy, and that's quite a dangerous thing when and I've seen it before, when people do have the pressure on them, they crumble. And she just loves what she does. She's having fun, and I think that's a dangerous thing in
I
itself.
love that. And it's good to know because again, like it's and this is why, again, with CrossFit, as something I love is we get so much more insight to athletes than we do probably any other sport. And like my assumption on that was she had the pressure off her this year, so she's probably gone in a bit more chilled and she smashed it. But actually, if she's not even listening to that noise, she's
No.
just smashed it anyway.
He was going in like, both of us are going, and we're going to get a game spot this year. Like, my way of going in is completely different to hers, as I've just said there. She's love it. But take for example, so that event one, both Amy and I cycled the barbells. We did touch and go reps, and like, for me, it was playing to my strengths. Like, I'm an okay runner, but compared to like Lazar and Mickey Smith and Oldis, like, they are very, very good runners. So I had to play to my strengths a bit. The touch and go reps meant wasn't at the barbell very long and back out on the run. Amy is a very, very good runner. And she's very good on that. She's very good in general,
She's just
but
great.
she's very good. Yeah, I was trying to think of something about it. She's very, very good at running. So I think she did. I think she had a top five finish in that. I can't remember.
Think so, yeah.
She cycled the barbell as well, because we, Mike and Fraze, they did the maths. They were like, this, if you're just back on that run as quick as you can, like, it's time you're saving. And we practiced the events a couple of times. Now, Amy finished the event and then went and spoke to Gabby, and Gabby asked her, were you cycling? And again, like I said, like, Amy's brain thought that she was just talking about cycling, like pedaling a bike. So she was like, oh, no, I haven't been cycling for ages. And then Gabby, this girl, and that's Ames. Like, that is Amy. She is, and like, that's the best way I can describe her. She
Love
just,
that.
so she would have felt the pressure. Like, again, we've had talks, and she's like superstitious like me. Like, some people will say, I am a games athlete, or I am going to do this, I am going to get this promotion at work, and if that's the way they like to think, I'm a bit more superstitious of like, I don't want to say anything. I want to go out and show I can do it and then earn my spot, rather than going and saying anything. And she's very much the same. But like, for yeah, I felt, like, I felt like I had a target on my back. But then, like, again, I was like middle of the pack last year in those, so I didn't feel that there was no pressure. Like, I felt the pressure, and I think I got interviewed during the weekend. They were like, did you expect to be this high? And I was like, yeah, I did. Like, again, I've And everyone takes a mick out of me because of that interview, because it was terrible. But I was like, I've come to do a job. Like, I've come here to come away with a games ticket. Of course, I expected to be this high, And the when I was in Miami, I was on the Brian Friend podcast, and they're like, the support UK athletes seem to get is ridiculous. Like, they have always noticed it. And I was saying to people, I was like, I can feel it. Like, the messages I've had, like, I've tried to reply to all of them if I can, because it's amazing. And it's those guys that we're going to rely on, like, all those guys that support us. They've never met us, but like, it means the world to us. Like, I was chatting to someone, I was walking out, and someone stopped me, and he was asking if I was going to be at a local comp in Cornwall the next weekend. But it was nice. It was like, I'm yeah, like, it's the support from the UK, I think, is brilliant. I definitely don't take that for granted. I love it. I think it's I wanna go out and make them proud and make it's taken a lot of people to make me feel like, yeah, I can do this, and I want to give back and be like, yeah, I'm gonna go make you proud. I think a lot of the time I message people, my dad and all sorts, and go, I'm gonna make you proud this weekend. So yeah, we're gonna go out to Texas, and we're gonna make the UK proud, that the Europeans are coming. The UK scene is building, like it's getting that it's coming. So yeah, we're gonna do that. We're definitely gonna do that.
It is, and it's so special, like for us as like spectators and media in the UK, that we are getting more people going out there because it is growing it here, and it's in turn making not only bigger opportunities for the athletes here, but for everyone else as well.
Yeah.
Even like the fact Rogue's coming here this year, like, well,
No, I know.
it's
People are
insane.
ballistic. People are going nuts. Like, I'm so excited. I'm like I want to, whether it's top 20 or top 15, like I'm gonna hunt down that place
That Rogue
because
invite.
I am like, I want to go to Rome, and everyone, I've heard so many people talking about it, and so excited. I'm like, Brit, I can't wait to be over here. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be really fun, and that it's co constantly growing. Like, and that's the thing. Like, even last year, you know, having that opportunity to go in and do UK champs like a couple of weeks after semis. I know they're gonna do the same this year with the athletes that didn't make it, I think. So it's just having all these opportunities and more is gonna continue building CrossFit here, which I, for one, I'm super excited about, because also creates more jobs for me. So that's
Yeah,
great.
absolutely.
So there we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a great community, and hopefully you'll have some UK fans out there. I'm gonna ask you, this is such a British question to ask. How do you feel about the Texas heat?
Yeah, you know what? Again, this is like, no, everyone's talking about how hot it is, and I'm just brushing it off. We're gonna try and go out 2 weeks before, because notoriously I do not travel well. Like, it could have been driving up from Cornwall to Worcester. I'm like a couple hours in the car. I'm rubbish. Like, we went to Miami last year as a team, and we went into Peak 360, and like I passed out in the gym. Like, I just do not travel well. So how hot does it get? Do you know?
I think it's more humidity. I've done Tennessee, I haven't done Texas yet, and Tennessee humidity is hot, so I can only imagine that Texas is worse.
The only, I guess the only saving grace there is that it's going to be a lot of it's inside, but like, they could wake us, who knows, they could wake us up 5 a.m. like, get on this bus and you're going to go do a triathlon, you know, like, I don't know. So we're going to go out 2 weeks before. That's the plan. We're still planning that all, but go out and like acclimate to it all and acclimatize and get ready. And but a little pale Cornish boy like me, like I will just have to see. I'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it, but I don't think, again, that's hit me how hot it's going to be over there. I think I'm being quite naive to that situation.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just, I mean, there's people that are coming from Iceland, so they're probably, if they can adjust, you'll
Yeah, it
be
was like
fine.
24 degrees yesterday. It can't be much more than
Great. So
that.
yeah, I mean, it can, but it'll be
Yeah.
good. So you just mentioned quickly there, like, obviously Rogue is a bit of a goal, but going into the games, do you have a goal? Do you have a target? Do you want to say it out loud?
I thought going into semis, as I qualify or not, like, anyone going off the last couple of years, and definitely this season, like, Europe has seemed so strong. And then like the worldwide rankings, and then the allocated spots came out, and I was like, this doesn't reflect how good Europe is. And I was like, anyone qualifying out of Europe is going to compete. Like they're not turning up and coming. Like if I didn't qualify, like none of those lot above me are going and coming bottom 20, bottom 10. You know, they're not going to make numbers. They are going to compete. And obviously, when I went to Miami and some of those top names were there, I was again like, you know, I can compete with those. So, Mike and I, we haven't. He's had to fly to Sydney. For another one of his athletes on AOD that's qualified for Taurian. So we haven't actually had a like good chat. Like I said, it's like been a nice like decompression almost. I don't want anything less than top 20. That's what I think.
Nice.
Top 10 would be amazing, but like again, if I can just turn around from an event and be like, perform that as well as I can. I'm not like that sort of person. Like, oh, I did my best. That is the best I can do. And people are beating me, then fair play. I'm going to compete. And top 20, and I want to try and hunt down that top 10 if we can.
Nice. Perfect. If you do that, it makes a really good Instagram for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I did it last year with
after the games.
Yeah. I did it with Ariel Lowen last year. She went top goals, top 10, dreams more than that. And I was like, yes, that's a great.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's super doable. And you're right. I think Europe, it's almost like, I want to say the words Europe has a lot to prove. It doesn't, but I think in a what, like people feel like it does, if that makes sense. Like, because we've had guys like BKG repping it for 11 years.
The founder of French Throwdown when we had a briefing, he was just off on one they gave him the mic and he was gone. He was off on one. And Adrian Bosman was there, and he was like saying, like, it was pretty like standard stuff and good stuff to say, like respect from the athletes and this is what we want this weekend. But he was like, I'm telling you now, I want the games in Europe over the, like coming out. I want it over here. And like you said there, like he was like, we've got a point to prove. I think, that maybe the Europeans have been pushed aside a bit. Nah, like we are better, we want it here. And then LA went off and went, he was loving it. Mic drop, and I was like, wow, I'm pumped. That. I'm really pumped.
I would love the games to be, absolutely.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know, because it's a predominantly American thing, right? There's more Americans there than that, so I don't know if that'll work, but I mean, it'll be cool. Like, I'm not going to take that away from him. He was on one and he was loving it.
Love that. And as we say, we're getting rogue. So one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I'd like to say we could get Wodapalooza, but I don't think the weather and the beaches. No, I'm hoping to go to the California one in September.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of... I thought about that, but it's so far away. that's only my thing. And it's like, I can't afford that. But if it's anything like the one in Miami, the year before I went, everyone was like, it's a music festival and a CrossFit comp put together. And then like, I've been the last 2 years, and I'm even thinking about doing it again this year, or like the next one they're going to do, because like outside of the games, you've got Rogue, I suppose Dubai, like I've heard Dubai is not as good as it used to be. But again, like you can add that in there, like it's a pretty big, well-named comp. And then there's Wodapalooza, and anyone and everyone was there. Like, and even if you like, you look at like the vendor villages and all that, it's packed. You're like, it's incredible. It's but then like CrossFit in America. Have you been? You've been over to the States, or
yeah.
And it's just like, they love it. They absolutely love it. So again, it's crazy over there. So. But yeah, no, you should go to Wodapalooza. It's cool.
Yeah, I know. Really, really cool. If any sponsors are listening and want to pay for me to go out there, thanks, guys. I'll get some really good footage.
Get this girl in now.
Yeah, but no, I will be at Rogue. So that's, you know, that's as what we're doing so far. But yeah, before I let you go, I just got to ask you some quick fire questions. I'm gonna add another one in there actually, which I've never asked anyone, but I'm intrigued because you seem like a real CrossFit fan as well, which I really appreciate. Because I ask some people questions, they're like, oh, I don't really know any other CrossFitters. I'm like, oh. If we could see a repeat of any games workout at the games, what would you want it to be?
Any repeat of a CrossFit Games workout, I would have to say, oh, we do so many. The first one that popped into my head was the one from 2021 where it was like wall walks and thrusters.
Nice. Random choice, but
I know. But then I don't know, like something like thrusters and burpees, like, oh, like that is so good. Like I'm
your
all over that.
CrossFit.
But I'd say, I think it was like heavy thrusters and wall walks. Michael watched this and he'll be like, nah, there's so many better workouts that I think you should do. Let's go with that.
Nice. Fair enough. Very random
I'll think
choice,
of
but
something
I quite
else.
like
Like,
it.
that was such a stupid thing.
I mean, if you think you could win that workout, then why not?
I never said that. I was just like, no.
You never know.
I don't. I've. Te I tell you what, I'm going to go even worse. Maybe like Friendly Fran.
Okay.
Yeah. I can hurt. So
you want
but
a cake
something,
cave workout?
thrusters, burpees, or yeah, just pure CrossFit. I love it.
I love that. So, okay, right. So the actual quickfire questions then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know.
I'm going to heat one up as soon as the thruster workout, thrusters and burpees come up. You're going in.
Money
You're going
down.
in as my pick. Favorite lift?
Clean and jerk.
Nice.
Oh, no. Bench press. I literally go on about it all the time. Bench press.
Love that. Favorite overall CrossFit movement?
I love muscle ups.
I was really expecting thrusters to come out of your mouth.
I was going to say thrusters. Muscle ups. I'm just contradicting myself completely.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. Favorite benchmark wad?
Murph's always quite cool, isn't it? It's like, it's cool, and there's a lot of meaning behind it. Well, there's a meaning behind all of them, but like that was on the other day, and I was like, do you know what? That's like one of the first wads I've done when I was first started it, and we like I lived in like just outside of Plymouth. It's a garrison town, a lot of military, and I got a lot of mates in the military. Like, it means a lot to them. So yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with Murph.
Love that. And I kind of have a feeling I might know at least one of the answers to this, but if you could go to the games on a dream team, who would be in your team with you?
Who do you think one of the girls would be?
Amy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Now, Amy and I, again, you could probably save this for one day as well.
Yeah.
Amy and I have said we'll go on a team one day, maybe, possibly.
Nice.
Years and years time, though.
Yeah.
But Amy would be a terrible teammate, but like you just have to like suck it in and yeah, like she's so good. She's so quick and everything, but yeah. So I'd go Amy. Another boy. I don't know, you know, I'm not good at building teams. Like when we talk with the AAD lot, I'll say like teams are like, no, that's rubbish. You need like another good all rounder. You need like it's all in the girls, right? So
It is.
like part of me going back to the old British team would love to make like a British team. But you like you need some like, and I, by me saying that, like all our girls are really really decent, so I don't know, but another like decent all-rounder, it'd have to like Justin Madeira is the biggest all-rounder. I'd like to say I'm pretty all-rounded, so let's put us two together. Last girl, Let's have
Throws people this question every time.
Hey,
It throws people every time this
I'm
question.
just I
It's because you're really thinking about it. You're like,
I'm
is this
really thinking
happening?
about it because I'm a bit of a CrossFit nerd and I'm like,
Yeah.
all in the girls, who is like a really all-rounded girl? But I feel really bad in saying like I don't know because I don't really like concentrate on it. Like I look at like the guys, I'm like Justin, and I'm like, say like his semi-final, he did not win a single
Yeah.
event.
Consistency is key.
Thank you. You know?
Yeah.
So who's a girl you can think of that is just consistent across the board?
I mean, I can name a few team girls, but
Go on.
well, I think the best girls in team are the Norwegians that come out
Yes.
of CrossFit
Yeah, but do you know like
Oslo.
how like structured it is apparently?
Yeah. It but I've had a few of them on.
Yes.
This don't this because this podcast is big in Norway,
Yeah.
but they are excellent, and I think
Yeah.
Noah Olsen's team this year was Lena and Matilda. I think them girls,
100%. Oh,
solid.
right. There was not going to be a bad thing about
Oh
ignoring.
no,
Like it is.
but I think them. I actually think talking of Justin Medeiros, I know she's not competing this year, but obviously Ellie Turner trains with him, and she's.
Yeah.
That would they'd be
We
they'd be a
just go
good
with that
pair
because they
up.
train
There you
together
go.
a lot. We
They
train
train.
together.
There you go.
Just makes sense,
Sorted.
right?
Done.
Sweet.
We'll
Easy.
pick Ellie.
Quick
Ellie
fire.
Frigo team
Cross
next
that
year.
out. It was a long-winded question.
Never quick. It's
No.
never quick. And plus, we're both British, so it was definitely not going to be
Just
quick.
waffling.
But no, thank you so much. I look forward to cheering you on this year at the Games and seeing you at Rogue. I'm going to put
Yes,
it out there.
absolutely. Yeah,
Even if
absolutely.
you're repeating. But yeah, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
No, thank you for having me on.